Monday night, Orel Avov Tishrei, Tovshin Ayin Beis. We actually have more than a mezuzah tonight. That's nice. Okay. Where are we here? Shmaitza Beis Perek Vov. Shmaitza gave his way of understanding Cheskos Aguf in the end of Hamadir. We'll start from hard to know where to start from. It's like such a complicated Indian. If the Olam doesn't mind, maybe we'll start from Baruch Hashem.
Sorry, a little late. Sorry. How are we doing?
He was Miyash. You can really keep it. If the Olam doesn't mind, we really learned it. We'll start from the paragraph B'nira Bazeh. It's a couple lines into Perek Vav. I don't think Dailam will mind. First of all, three quarters of Dailam was not here. And the rest, you know, after I'm speaking out, we're going to find some pays Perek Vav. Anyway, you want to a couple lines into it. The Nira Bazel of Himashik Osafti Beperik Dalit. Yeah, the Nira Bazel, Mamish by this dot. The problem is Rashi and Toysis at the end of Amadir say that Misher Astani Nanasti, the woman's claim is really talking about after the Nesuin, and she's saying it happened in the Rishus of the Baal, and therefore you could win with either call it Chesed Sagof or call it Kanimtsa Kanhoya. The Gemara, and that's Rabbi Gamliel, that's the home base of Rabbi Gamliel, is that Mishnah in the first parak in Ksubis. He omeris Mishir Astanin on the Sulan. Now, she win.
That's how they explain this?
Yeah.
That Knastani means.
That's been
Astanin?
Yeah. Yeah. And the reason she wins is because Kanimsa Kanhoya. Because she's claiming it happened in his Rishus. Now, according to Rashi and Tosfos, you don't need Bori B'Shema. You don't need Bori B'Shema. So you could be Moitzid Ksuba with just that. She's believed. She's Mehemin. But the Gemara seems to say it's because of Bori B'Shema. That's the setup of the Shmaitza. The Gemara seems to say it's because of Bori B'Shema. According to the Shmaitza, you shouldn't need Bori B'Shema. It should be able to be, that would be the din because of Kanimtsa Kanhoya. That you could, because you found it now. I know you see a seizure, but I'm not so basula. I mean, but if she would be moida that it happened before, then you wouldn't say kanimsa kanhoya. She's saying mishekinastani nanasti, and it was found then, so you could say kanimsa kanhoya. There's no idos baldin. Okay. Vanira Bazaar.
Not talking about the case of movement, or is the same?
Shmaitz is going to go to the end of Hamadir. Right now, we're focused on that Mishnah. And then she wouldn't win the Din Torah. The point is, certainly this mum of being found of Be'ula was found in Rishus HaBaal. But she's admitting it happened in the Rishus HaBaal. She's saying, I became Nibbal under Rishus of the Baal. Right? Not she's admitting. She's not admitting it wasn't. She's also trying to get out in the Rishus of the Baal. You certainly found it in the Rishus of the Baal. So you can be Moitzi Momin, Kanimtsa Kanhoya. But where does Bori B'Shema fit in? That's the question. The Gemara seems to say over there in the sugya, on the, in the beginning of the second perek, it says almost beferish, at least in terms of the Mishnah in the second perek, where she's arguing with the Yesoimim about the Ksuba. She was a Basula or a Ba'ula, and she got married. So there it says beferish, Bori B'Shema plays a role. And he says on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, it's also Mashman that Bori B'Shema plays a role. That's over there by the Mishnah. Bori B'Shema. So how could Rashi and Tosfos at the end of Amad here say that Bori B'Shema does not play a role? Okay, that's the setup. That's the question. Do you need Bori B'Shema when you have Karnimsa Kanhoya? That's the issue. We're talking about obviously being Motzi Momen, getting the Ksuba. V'nira b'zeh, with Imash HaKasabdi b'perek Dalet, he's going to be Miyashiv the beginning of the second perek Ksubas. That I already spoke out what he's about to say, that we're dealing with Kanimsa Kanoya. D'hod yamina b'tabuch, t'tzorech l'shalim domim l'moicher, lav mishum cheskes aguf, cheskes aguf would not be Motzi Momen, but rather because ein machzikin reyosom rishus l'rishus. And the mishum ein machzikin, the word reyosos should be here, it would make it easier to understand. Ein machzikin reyosom rishus l'rishus. Vimkein, a reyos ha-shenoivad b'rishus zeh. Like Mara l'rishus ha-koidim. Father l'kilu l'hoyosham reyos l'fanenu. And if there's no reyosah, it's called vaday. That's the Shemites, it's a beautiful, beautiful case. Yeah, you did. A guy buys a guy buys an animal and it gets lost. It got lost. He bought it. He made a kinyan and it got lost. So he's tining. It's a treifa. Maybe it was a treifa. And he didn't. So he says, "I'm sorry. You have to pay the money." Why? I ain't hocha moment acharoyv. You only have a roiv that is not a treifa. So that's what Ishmaitza establishes. And really, we've been talking along those lines from the beginning of the sefer. That if there's no reyusa, it's a vaday. Even if the no reyusa is based on a roiv, but roiv itself could function on different levels. You could have sometimes it's roiv, but it's functioning on the level don't clear al tachkor. There's no reyusa. There's no suffix. Then it's a vaday, even if it's based on roiv. But if the roiv tells you not to make a safek, then it has a din vaday, and it could even be moitzi momen, and that's not called hocham momen acharoyv. That's called it's vaday. It's vaday. So you moitzi momen. There's no safek. No safek. In that case, yeah. No.
Here we know that it was a trade.
Yeah, but that's the yesod of Ein Machzik and Reyos on Rishus L'Rishus. But that's the yesod of Ein Machzik and Reyos on Rishus L'Rishus, that in the other Rishus it's as good as that case. For all intents and purposes, the other Rishus never had a Reyos in it. So it's Vaday. That's the whole, that's the point that is right.
What is that expression, Ein Machzik and Reyos? Is this no Reyos? Why do we have that expression?
Because we're talking, you did find a reyusa.
The animal's lost.
That's in the Shmaitz's case. He doesn't. That's just his marshal. In his case, he doesn't say ein machzik and reyusa mishus l'rishus. Come on, dear. That's the case we've been talking about. That's the case. You found the suffix. You found the mum.
The question of those before or after.
Yeah. Anyway, the Schweitzer now is repeating himself. He's saying what's going on at the end of Amar there is not being Moitzi Momen with a Cheskos Aguf, the way you Pashas learned the Sugya there, the way the Pnei Yeshua learned, the way you learn when you learn the Sugya, it seems to be Cheskos Aguf being Moitzi Momen. You said, no. And really, that's Rav Svara of Kanimsa Kanoya. But the Schweitzer is sort of spreading it throughout the Sugya. And he gives it a different name. Ein machzikin reyus on rishus l'rishus. V'yemkein, a reyus ha-shinoilot b'rishus zeh, le'mara l'rishus ha-koidim, v'avi le'ke'ilu, lo'ya lo'shem reyus ha-lefaneinu, t'vade lo'y nachtin on the sveiko, we don't make a sofek, shem ha-trefa ha-yisot, Okay. The Tanach. So therefore, it's good. Bahach the Mishere Astani Nenasti. To who Mishekin Astani. So the Reyusa was Noilel Bishus Abal. And therefore she's believed, because the Reyusa was Noilel Bishus Abal. And she's saying it was Noilel, and she's also claiming it was Noilel Bishus Abal. So you can't ask a Kasha from the beginning of the second Pesach, came like Yisra Rishus Isha at all. Right? So that's Bechlal not fair from the beginning of the second Perek, where there's a question, there was no Reyusa there. They're fighting about if she was an almona when she got married, or if she was a basula when she got married. They're fighting about what she was. There's no Reyusa. So there's no reason for the Isha to be more Neman than the Baal. So therefore, there, the Gemara, when it brings around the Gamliel, and it brings an Indian of Cheskes Agov, Avadi Yinid Bori B'Shema, to win. Because there is no Reyusa in the Rishus. There's no Reyusa there B'Chlap. The question is, so why bring in Rabbi Gamliel? So we said, because Rabbi Gamliel is based on Cheskes Agov. It just, it appears in different forms. It takes on different forms. When there is a Reyusa, when there's no Reyusa, so it'll... It's a chameleon. Like here, it's in the shlav of saying there's no Reyusa. Here, when the Bechlal is no Reyusa, in the beginning is like a barak. So then you could say it's Moitzi Maman, but then you need Bori V'Shema also. Okay, but what is still Shver is the next Mishnah, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Omer Aleph. We're fighting about Abu Bahak Maslis and Diyoy Meres Mukasaitz. She's claiming she's Mukasaitz. That's why she's not a Bula. That's why she's not a Psula. For who I'm a loy, Kela Drusa Sishak. So Rabbi Gamliel says she's Neman. Hashem al Korchach, Shem Cheskes Agov Asin and Allah. Right? The Lekal Meimim Shulei Machzik and Reyes from Rishus L'Rishus. Kivin D'Lefi Devarei Hanami for Hoysa Mukus Eitz Koidim Yisuin. She's Moide. It's true, you discovered the Reyes now, but she's Moide was there from before. Except she's saying she's a Mukus Eitz, not a Bulas, not a Drusus Ish. No, there is no kind of Tanoia to say. What? Yeah, but she's saying Mukasaitz. So there, that's the question. So there she said Nema, but Akoponim, that's why you need Bari Vishema. Because there's no Ein Machzik Reyus on Rishus L'Rishus. That's what the Shmaitzer is saying. Abu Bak Masis and the Ameris Mukasaitz were made to say, let's learn the Shmaitzer. Hosam al Korchach Mishum Cheskes Aguf Asin and Allah. Now the question is, what kind of a Cheskes Aguf is it? So there you have to say a chiddush that the Shmaitzer holds. We had this by Nida also, that Nida is called a Cheskes Aguf. He said because a Nida is like a Choyla. Apparently the Shmaitzer holds that at least Bulas Ish versus Mukas Eitz, so that's called the Cheskes Aguf, helping hard Tainan, and she's Mukas Eitz. To say she was not Nival, but she was only Mukas Eitz, Shmaitzer calls that a Cheskes Aguf. It's not, obviously it's not Poshut, but that's what the Shmaitzer holds. That's what you have to say. Mukasaitz is not a, really, I mean, the way we explain Chazok and Cheskes Aguf, Mukasaitz is not called a Shinui in the Guf. That's what we had by Nida. It's not called a Shinui. Whether or not she's a Basula is the Sugi of Ksubis, Sugi Nyavomis, the Gabi of Kain Gadol, We don't have to worry about that. We don't have to worry about that. We have to understand the Shmaitza that says Chesk Saguf is on her side. But really, we learned this in the Shmaitza Aleph, that if it's not a Shinui, that's already Chesk Saguf, that no Shinui occurred. A woman, when she's a Ba'ula, that's a Shinui in her Guf. Because you see, Basula and Ba'ula, like it's a category. The fact that she has no Basula because of Book of Saints, I can hear that Cheskos HaGuf mitigates to say that. Because that's, it's either less of a Shinui, or it's not a Shinui at all. Maybe it's not a Shinui. An injury, you have an injury in your Guf, it's not a Shinui. So you have to know, I mean, we had the mikvah, it was called the Cheskos HaGuf, that it wasn't Choser, any water, and it was called the Cheskos HaGuf, the Shmaitza Hel. Shmaitza Hel was called the Cheskos HaGuf. Okay. Something. What? No, there's only a Cheskos Din. Rav Shimon held there's a Cheskos HaGuf. Okay. Right, it's only missing a little water. Okay. He said by Nida we talked about it. If she's a Chayla, there's a Cheskos HaGuf, then she didn't become a Nida. It's not just a Cheskos Tyra, but it's a Cheskos HaGuf. Abu Bach Maslis in the Yoy Meres Mukasaitz. Poem the drusus ish at hasum al kochach of shem cheskos aguf hasin in Allah. One of the that's already the shmeitzer just throws it in like agav. But his point is that there's obviously no kanim so kanhoyim. The lekel meimah b'shem day machzikin reyus from rishus lirishus. Kivin the lefid devar reonami for hoysum mukatzaitz koydim the suin. So the emer drusus ish hoysa. Even the book of Saints, Al Koch, Mishan E. Mehemna, not because of Emach Zikareus or Mishus Lushus, Kane Maslis and Deloy Kram and Gamliel. Kane. Oh, the mission of the second parak. The mission of the second parak. That the Baal's name is to say Almonin is Hasicha, right? And there also there's no Emach Zikareus or Mishus. Get to the beginning of the second parak, and this Mishnah Mukasaitz, there's no Emach Zikareus or Mishus Lushus. So they're slaves of each other. That's what the Gemara says. Bori Vashem came as Lisan in the second parak. It's a low Kram and Gamliel. Okay, now he throws in like a parenthetical remark. By Mukasaitz, the Baal's a Shema. Over there, he's a Bori. He knows what he's saying, what she was when he married her. The Iyu Agorim Sofik Lefonenu. Rabbi Gamliel Sodar Ihi Mehemna. The Zemeshani Atkam Ikomer Rabbi Gamliel to Mehemna Bitoris Chazoka Elabori Vishema. So that's where the Gemara throws in Bari Vishama. So when the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak says that the reason of Rabbi Gamliel is Bari Vishama, and Rashi and Tosfos hold that in the Rabbi Gamliel of Mishur Astani Nanasti, you don't need Bari Vishama. So that's why I'm saying it's not fair. My cash is Bechal not fair. Because the Gemara there that says you need Bari Vishama is not going on the Mishnah of Mishir Astani Nanasti, it's going on the Mishnah of Mukasaitz. And about the there, Rashi and Tosfos would be minder, the Rabbi Gamliel is reduced to having only a Cheskos HaGuf. He doesn't have his Ein Machzik Reyus of Mishus Lishus, and therefore he's only Moitzi Momen with Bori Vishem. Also, you need Bori Vishem. And you don't have Bari Vashem. It's Bari Ubari. V'chein l'fimashim avura l'kamon b'perek ches. Gam b'maslisin d'mishir astani nanasti tzricha l'tainas Bari. There's a whole cheshbon in the Shmaitz on Perek Ches. He doesn't go into what it is. So really, we could just skip it, wait till we get to Parakes. It has to do with the fact that we're dealing with Migu. She's not saying Mishera standing in Nasti, but she has a Migu. She could say Mishekina standing in Nasti. Migu Lahoitz, you certainly don't say. So you need Bari Vishema with the Migu. That's all he means here. I don't think the Shmaitzer means that. He's talking here. Perakes, I think he says that she could have said Mishekinastani Nenasti.
Not like that either.
Gamba Masis and Mishekinastani Nenasti, Tzvichanatainas Bori. Uncle Ponim, he doesn't even mention Migu here, but that's what he means, that there's a Migu. She's really saying only Mishekinastani, but she's never with a Migu. Tzvichanatainas Bori. Asishap, Ber, Tve, Dakula, Mizu, Gamliel, Koi. Even that Mishnah, the first Mishnah, Ela Dibabuka Seit Al Karchach and Ela Mishum Bari Bishama. Dehine. Okay, now he's moving along. So he had a particular kash on Rashi with Taisus at the end of the seventh parak, and he answered it. Now he's moving to the Ran. The Ran holds that Cheskos HaGuf is Moitzi Momen from a Muchzuk with Bori Vishema, even against Kanimtsa Kanhoya. That's the Ran Shita. In other words, if there's a Kanimtsa Kanhoya against her, but she has a Cheskos HaGuf with a Bori Vishema, she can be Moitzi the Ksuba.
So why in the ratio with the Momen, the father has to bring the Ryan? That's a
Chesed
HaGuf with the Bari
Vishama. Maybe it's a Bari Bari. I mean, it's very complex. We're just extracting the Ram Shita. Maybe the Ram Hold is Bari Bari. Vinay Lefiyam is Bar Mishita Saran. The Mufarish, but we didn't get into the nitty gritty of the Sukkah. No, we can't.
The first thing we started with.
No, but the Ram had a Miyuchad Dikashita. Remember, the Shmaitzer started saying he's going through the whole sugi with Rashi and Taisus, and he threw in the Ran Shita. Vinei Lefiyam is bor Mishita Saran. The Meforish b'taima the Rova that says Kanimtsa Kanhoya, the Mayri Shetoyan in Shneim Shema, right? Not they're both Bari, they're both Shema. Uva Maslis in the Mishurastani Nenasti. He nemenes b'shum the tayenes bari came into roots of the Ravashi the reishim on aliyabu biyotcha havel b'shum bari didol loy mahani legabi ha'av, like Rashi said it. But before, bottom line is it's really the chazaka de gufa b'tzarfes bari b'shem mahani to be motzi mamin l'zeh noite das harashba v'kach kosev b'ramo b'evena ezer. So the Kanitza Kanhoya would mitigate against her. Shetoyan Bori, if she's tining Bori, Mahani. Gets a Bori Vishem is Moitzi Momo with a Cheskos HaGuf. Vimki adati miyuderki, veini kedai lahar achreim, achlor hamayin bossi, benirulani yosdaiti muchach. I will now proceed to bring a raya. The loymani cheskos haguf, afilu betstarfus bori b'sham. Okay. Raya
against what? Against
Tehran.
Against Kanim Suvikanoyim.
Stop, he's going to say it can't be Moitzi Mom. We know Cheskos Aguf alone cannot be Moitzi Mom. No, the Ran says it helps even against Kanimsa Kanoya. Shmaitza says Stop, he can't be Moitzi Mom. We know Bari Vashem is not Moitzi Mom, right? We know Cheskos Aguf is not Moitzi Mom, except maybe according to the Pnei Yeshua. But Stam is Cheskos Aguf is not Moitzi Mom. Right?
Together,
that's what he's focused on now, that's Shita. Raya Rishina. Against the Ran who holds that Cheskos Aguf could be Moitzi Mom if it's coupled with Bari Vashem. Against that Ran Shita. Yeah, according to Rashi, it doesn't come up. Raya Rishayna Me'adom Rish Perek HaPara. What's it talking about? There Shor Shonagach HaSapara V'nim Tzorubu B'tzida V'ini Yadu Amat Shalai Nokcha Yolda Imish Nokcha V'shalim Chatzi Nezek L'Para. Because it's a Tam Ravian Ezek Levlad, because it's a Tam, but it's Momen HaMutal B'Safik Cholkin, and that's what the Mishnah there holds, Momen HaMutal B'Safik Cholkin. So you get a Ravia. Chayim Parah Shanok HaSashor, V'nim Tzavloda, V'ni Yadu HaMach Lo'i Nog Chayolda, V'nishanok Chayolda. Here it's a question of collecting from the Negeach, from the Guf of the Negeach. Yishtalim Chatsi Nezek Min HaPorah, Ravian Ezek Min HaVlad. Amr Rabbi Dumar Shmuel to Divrei Simchis, Aval Chachamim Moimim Zek Kval Godel Bedin, Motzim Mechaber Alev Araya. This is the famous Simchis, the Drawer of the Mamayna, Motzim Amudel Besavik Cholkin. So the Gemara weighs in and says, right, very famous, this is only Simchis, Chachamim hold the Motzim Mechaber Alev Araya, and you don't say Motzim Amudel Besavik Cholkin. Lovely, the Mamayna Zek Kval Godel Bedin asks the Gemara, that's usually the sign that you're coming to be married, but not a case. It's the chafilu nizakai b'bori, mazakai b'shema, mitzvah mechavel v'raya. Even bori b'shema doesn't help. Now, v'hasam nami, says the Shmaitza, ikaches k'saguf, loy mahashti idiyolda, chmoy b'shera stani nenasti, chayin shabitoizu, divir maskul meidiyadi, shom, the Cheskos Aguf is that she's Muveris. And she has to who the older. That's the Cheskos Aguf. It's right to hold it, the Cheskos Aguf. The Cheskos Muveris is the Cheskos Aguf. The Guf stayed the same. The Guf was not Nishtane. It doesn't have to be a boom, it doesn't have to be nothing, right. It wasn't Nishtane. Wasn't that me, Cheskos Aguf? Loimar Ashti the older. The Filochi Amrina Namus Mechavel Baraya, even with Bari Vishema. Cheskos Aguf by the Bari Vishema, Loimar Ashti the older. Also, it's Kamaka Fairish that you don't say Cheskos Aguf is Moitzi Mom, and he's together with a Bari Vishema. He goes to Barit, the Filo Nizakami Bari, Mazakami Vishema. I need some respect. I got bored because of Rambam. I need some. So that's number one. That's Raya number one.
Who makes this
diak? What?
Who makes this diak about Zek Chalgam? That's the Shmaitz.
The Gemara. Right. Shneim b'divir rif berak hashoyel. Kami machlo pora b'chamor. So zeh amar shmoi mecharti yolda. Because of Shema Rip, the field of Kech, I'm a Bori, Boy Hashemma. Because of Ramba, Turbish Honor, because of Namiki Heskos Aguf, Lima has to the Yolda, Heskos Muberis Adatu, who been starved as Bori Vishemma, the Limani, a field of Mizus Bagam, Negan Heskos Morakama, koshkeg loy mahani neged cheskos mamon mamish. Wait a second. Cheskos aguf tam ashtu the yolda. But it doesn't help.
And against Moa Kama.
Yeah. V'chein buchach, buchach v'dibi
Rambam.
What?
Raya Shtia.
What?
Raya Shtia.
Yeah.
It's too fast.
The Rav just read it, the Rav didn't explain.
Right.
They're asking to explain. The Raya Shtia, the Rav didn't explain.
I did.
The Rav just read it.
Okay. Machlif Porah B'chamor. That's like one of the most famous. You heard of that case? You don't know when it died. You don't know when. Yeah. Mubaris, I'm sorry. You don't know when it gave birth. So the Rif says, even you don't get it, or you say achleiku, even the keach I'm a bari, you moichar him a shema. Even if it's bari b'shema, you say achleiku.
How do you say bari?
No, he says I thought.
He was the midwife.
I know, so that's not the case.
So the Shmaitzel points out, there's a cheskos aguf. She was Muberes till now, there was no Shina in her guf, so there's really a Cheskos HaGuf saying it happened later. But it doesn't help. Stop here.